Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I wouldn't blame you if you're fed up of hearing about Andrew Tate, but I thought that this was just too good not to talk about because it's just so stupid. And that is that this headline, just look at the state of this. Schools rush to enroll on courses tackling Andrew Tate toxic masculinity. And the thing that came to mind here is just the priorities of the education system and teachers more generally, that they're so worried about people like Andrew Tate, who, to be honest, I'm not a fan of. I mean, his praise of Islam and his weird non-traditional attitudes towards women, I think, are unhelpful to young people. But I think there are probably more important things that teachers should be learning about to try and persuade young people out of. And Andrew Tate is probably not one of the worst things. I mean, generally speaking, he just encourages people to work hard and exercise.
Get a bag, yeah. Get money, get women, get cars, then you'll be happy. That's his philosophy.
I know.
That is not the worst thing facing society. From a teaching perspective, it's not the thing I'm going to endlessly whine about. We need to get rid of that out.
Mm-hmm. I would say that the priorities are wrong, but there are certainly worse things out there. Certain ideologies infiltrating school might be a good place to start. I mean, things that make children have irreversible operations might be a good place to look at learning about. But there we go. So I'm going to read from the article because a lot of it is just ridiculous. So it says as follows. Courses for teachers on how to tackle Andrew Tate's views are selling out as schools try to persuade teenage boys to shun so-called toxic masculinity. Like how they're not even verifying why it's toxic. It's just like, yes, it is. Just taken as a given from the Times. Schools that do not tackle misogyny are laying the foundations for rape culture, according to an expert who runs workshops challenging such beliefs. I never thought that this 2015 feminist trope is going to come back to haunt us, but it seems like it's back with a vengeance. I thought we'd buried the hatchet with this so-called rape culture thing because we have a culture that punishes people for doing that.
Yeah, so Andrew Tate hasn't actually spoken in favor of rape publicly ever. Like, it's not a thing. The closest you get is there are some allegations, of course, in Romania that he's been arrested for. You know, there's allegations at this point, so can't say anything on that. And then, what is it, Vice News had some messages on WhatsApp they leaked talking about how the quote was, "I love raping you," from Andrew Tate's phone, but they never showed you what was on the female side of that conversation. So you don't know if it was a joke, we don't know if it was rape play or whatever weird nonsense that his world envelops, and that's it. The idea that he promotes rape, I've never seen it. I've actually watched a hell of a lot of his content at this point, annoyingly, because it keeps showing up on my shorts.
Hear that.
But it's just like the people talking about him, I find, have never actually watched him.
I found that his interview that he did with Piers Morgan was actually quite good because it makes you understand where he's coming from a bit more. And I never thought that Piers Morgan's ever going to be able to facilitate a conversation where you actually learn something. But apparently that
whole thing was a joke. It was like Piers said
the second one, not the first one.
Oh, sure. But like the first one was literally just, I'm going to bury Andrew Tate by putting these examples in front of him. And Andrew just turned up and Piers made himself look retarded and therefore
it's
lost.
It's not difficult for him to be.
Why, Andrew Tate didn't need to do anything. Like, Piers lost that on his own merits. He shot himself in the head and then Tate sat there like, did I win? It's ridiculous.
It's funny that he came, he came back again, and Piers was so much more deferential and polite to him. Yeah. It's funny how that changes, isn't it? It's almost like he's insincere. Who'd have thought? So it carries on to say, Matt Pinkett has written about boys, gender and masculinity, which is off to a good start, said rampant masculinity has been tolerated in schools for years. Are you joking? I mean, being a boy in a school is...
I mean, have you been practicing in Russia for the last 30 years? What are you talking about?
the entire education system is set up for women at this point. It's not made for boys, yeah. I mean, look at the results. I mean, boys used to outperform girls. Now it's the other way around. He says, masculinity has been tolerated in schools for years, including groping and offensive sexual comments directed at both pupils and female teachers. In what world has that been acceptable? I don't understand. What, in this ridiculous fictional world where you need these crusades against things that everyone agrees with you are bad? I mean, it's just silly. He has denied... workshops he held last week for teachers were sold out. Tate, 36, who was under arrest in Romania over allegations of rape and human trafficking, has promoted extreme misogynist views and has millions of followers on social media where he boasts about his wealth and expensive cars. He has denied the allegations. I mean, a lot of what he says is sort of hyperbolic, isn't it? Where he says these sorts of things.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Mm. And purposely so. I have the bad man was on a podcast recently talking about this because he grew up in Luton and so did Tate. So they knew each other for years before Tate blew up in this modern context. And apparently he's always been like this. Like he always would just say something ridiculous just to get a rise out of people.
Well, he is a kickboxer, isn't he? And if you know people who are into sort of your combat sports, they have that sort of persona, that sort of braggadocio about them.
Sure,
but it was normal.
It's not really about like fighting or anything. It's more about like just ridiculous statements, which, you know, are true if you slowly think about it, but no, you make it in a ridiculous way. So the idea, the classic one being, if you're a woman, you should probably take care when going home from the club at like 2 a.m. make sure you bring friends with you or something like that. Don't walk home alone because there are lunatics out there.
Mm.
They're perfectly reasonable.
Yes, of course.
You know how Tate says that? Mm. You deserve to be raped. I mean, that's ridiculous. that's the point. He takes it to another level on purpose so that then there's, oh my God, you can't say that, but there is some truth in the idea that you should stay home and blah, 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 blah. Then there's a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I know. It has come back to bite him a little bit, but I do understand that when he says these sorts of things, it's not necessarily a statement of his actual real opinion.
Yeah, if you take it at face value, you're the one taking the bait. Mm-hmm. Like,
it carries on to say, however, boys are often seduced by his dogma of hard work and hard exercise to become successful. I don't remember in what world I've been, as a child, seduced by the concept of hard work.
I'm seduced by that. It's work hard, you'll become successful. I mean, that's a pretty good idea.
I suppose the ends justify the means, so to speak, in this one instance.
I mean, that's the fundamental thing that he promotes, is just like, how do I get you all rich? Because if you're all rich, you're my friends, then you'll be on my side.
Well, it's good that someone is actually trying to motivate young boys, because I think they're quite directionless in the world at the minute. They don't really know what they need to do, don't know their place. More so than in previous times, of course, that's just the human condition.
But I don't think it's this idea of like, oh, he wants to help young boys or something like that. Like, he has explained this. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, you guys all like me. Okay, the only way we get power is if we're rich. So let's all get rich. Like, it's very basic. It's not,
I mean, it's a pretty cogent political strategy, to be fair.
No, he's not wrong either. Like, if you
money buys everything.
If you want your group to take power in society, well, you either need to become extremely powerful through politics or just become really rich. Mm-hmm. And becoming rich is the nice, easy one.
Yeah, becoming rich. Also, you can buy the politicians, which
certainly
happens now. It goes on to say, one teacher told The Times it was important to talk to boys and why they admired Tate so their views could be challenged and changed. So they want them to stop working hard and aspiring to stuff. Andrew Tate is just a personification of his rampant masculinity that existed in schools and has been tolerated for years. I
factually false.
I don't understand why people think Andrew Tate is some sort of paragon of masculinity anyway. He's ridiculously insecure. Like, he points to his supercar fleet and felt the need to do a video trying to dunk on Greta, who's like a young child. I mean, that's
to be
not
fair, that's just him having fun. She's not a young child, she's an adult. So
she still looks like one, thus.
Yeah,
thus
she does look like some kind of mess. But he is weird. Like, his idea of masculinity is you become very high status male by having a huge amount of wealth, showing it off, and then being able to go from woman to woman to woman. because you're so high status that women will just throw themselves at you. That's his idea of being high status. Whereas, of course, like most conservatives are like, no, having family is high status.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at what point are you going to stop being Genghis Khan? Because this doesn't really seem like you're actually building anything, is the criticism.
Well, that approach just means that you're not going to have any worldly connections. You're just using people for what you can get out of them ultimately, which isn't a very responsible thing at all. It should be about building a network of people you like or love and trust, not exploiting them for sex.
Well, he doesn't say like he's exploiting them, like it's all consensual. Well, it's his argument. I mean, there's a case against them,
exploiting in the sense of you're just having associations with them to get that ends, not necessarily in the,
well,
the legal sense.
You're not building a family ever.
No.
So when are you going to do that?
Yeah.
I think it's a fair criticism.
I mean, Tate's getting on a bit. I saw his hair thinning. He should be thinking about starting a family himself, although obviously can't do it at the minute in prison, but still. Carrying on, it says, sexualized behavior has been tolerated. Boys harass and abuse peers and teachers, and middle-ranking male teachers haven't done enough to combat this. I mean, in what world is this going on? I'm pretty sure even, 30, 40 years ago, all of those things would have been severely punished, but you know.
What are you specifically talking about? Because I know what they're talking about. Is the kid saying, where's your Lambo? You know what I mean? Because the idea was that it was a meme before Tate mm-hmm. jumped on it, which is you get the kids to start saying, where's your Lamborghini? Because if you know so much, why aren't you rich? You keep telling me, like, this is how you get rich. I'm an economics professor. It's like, well, why aren't you rich then?
That's fair enough, yeah.
That's the meme.
Okay.
Like, that's what I think they're referring to. Because the teachers' unions had to come out and disavow Andrew Tate because of the Lamborghini meme, because it just got too popular. Anyway.
Some took the attitude that boys will be boys. It's something you accept. I mean, yeah. Except, obviously, what they're claiming is happening isn't happening. He said, schools have racism and homophobia policies, but hardly any have sexism policies. It's become naturalized.
Because what does that mean?
No, it hasn't. Are you mental? We've got all this evidence that schools have been infiltrated by very left-leaning teachers, and the idea that they're just like, yeah, sexism, I'm fine with that. But that racism, ugh, I hate that. Yeah, in what world are these supposedly woke teachers having this strange double standard where they're just willing to overlook sexism?
Doesn't happen.
According to them, anyway.
I mean, when I was in school, it was punished severely, so.
Yeah. It's such a stupid straw man of what's actually going on, and it makes you question that this guy is supposedly a teacher that's speaking here. Like, in what world does he live in? Either he's in a very Islamic area where they still have very traditional values towards women, I suppose, you could say. But for actual native Brits, we don't have these attitudes. So it carries on to say, Pinkett co-wrote a book called Boys Don't Try, Rethinking Masculinity in Schools in 2019 before the Me Too movement and Everyone's Invited movements gained prominence. I've never even heard of Everyone's Invited. He said his workshop recommended an evidence-informed approach as the subject of Tate's views understandably often provoked an emotional reaction. That's to put it lightly. Teachers needed to discuss the issue as it is not enough just to shut it down. So they're actually doing that. It's not enough to be against Andrew Tate. You've got to be actively anti-Andrew Tate.
But again, like, you never actually define what that is. You just say against racism, mm-hmm. sexism, and homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
So that means nothing. We've heard that a million times.
Point out specific things about what he's doing wrong, and maybe I'll agree with you. I mean, yeah, there's plenty for me to criticise here. Just like, bring up actual points.
Then we can actually have the discussion and it works because we can agree on a lot.
Yeah.
But nah.
So it goes on to say things, prompts like, would you like to become the sort of man who boasts about hitting women? So this is questions that they're suggesting teachers pose to students who are followers of his. But that's, again, a straw man. So isn't that just going to agitate the kids and push them further towards, yeah, I'm not going to listen to teachers.
Because it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever heard him. I've watched a lot of his dumbass shorts making a lot of dumbass arguments, and I've never heard him suggest that you should hit your woman.
No.
Maybe I'm missing it.
There might be something that's taken somewhat out of context, or maybe he said something as a joke that was taken literally. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen all that he's done. Maybe he did say it. It's entirely possible. Other suggestions included. Do you think that disrespectful comments to women will help you find fulfilling adult relationships? I mean, that's not necessarily the worst question in the world to ask them. Just like, disrespecting women won't help you getting relationships.
No, no. What women want is to be endlessly respected. They want a guy who can recite pi to 11 places. They want a guy.
That's how
who,
you respect a woman. Is yeah, you recite pi to them.
Never make fun of them. It's just the point is like you want a geek. Is the argument. I mean, this is why you mentioned the other day. What was it? That lady from 2006, where she became a man. And her whole thesis, because she was a lesbian,
she dressed up as a man.
She wasn't transgender.
The one where she went bowling.
Yeah, yeah. And her whole thesis, because she went on dates with heterosexual women, and her thesis was that you should be a feminine man and that women would be into that. And she very quickly found after like 20 dates, like none of the heterosexual women went for a feminine man. None of them wanted it.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah. And it's just like...
I'm shocked.
The thing is, like, if they're saying, I don't know, telling women they're all trash or something, like the way he treats the trashy women that he's been on podcasts with, like, yeah, sure, but those are trashy women. I mean, you not disrespect them. They're not worth respect. But because they're trash. Like, they're the kind of people who just tell you, oh, I'm only going to date a 6-foot man who earns 100K and gives me everything I want. It's like, bye.
I can't help but feel a bit sorry for them because they're going to suffer the consequences of their unrealistic attitudes. Yeah. And the consequence is that they're going to be alone for a long time, which I wouldn't wish on anyone, to be fair.
And that's the thing. Like, he'll sit in those podcasts and just be like, alone, alone, cat lady. I would just explain to them statistics. So this isn't going to happen. You're delusional. So.
Yeah, I think that is somewhat of a noble cause. Just correcting people's expectations of life. I think most people have too high expectations of what life is. I know I certainly did. Yeah. But it carries on to pose another question that teachers had to ask students. I understand that Tate's power is attractive, but power doesn't have to be founded on the domination and subjugation of women. In what other ways can people be powerful? I mean, it's not about subjugating women, is it? In fact, it's about outperforming men.
Yeah, it's about being top G. I can't believe I'm using his phraseology, but yes, becoming the most desirable male. Because, what is it, 80% of women are only into 20% of men?
That's the Pareto distribution from the dating things. I have my gripes about those because, of course, the way when people respond to dating apps is probably very different to how they behave actually. Like, it might be their ideal, but they'll probably settle for less, most likely. I mean, it goes on, doesn't it?
The data's pretty clear, I think, on like what the women like, and it is the top men.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, that is power. I don't think you can disprove that being one of the top performing men is power. In the same way that being a top performing woman is power. I don't know why that wouldn't be power. Sure, there are other forms of power, but whatever.
I've been listening to Palpatine.
Unlimited power.
So, apparently, Pinkett wrote in his book, sexual harassment in schools isn't just a problem, it's a catastrophe. I mean, I do agree with that statement at face value.
Sexual harassment, bad.
I mean, I'm taking a stand. I know it's controversial. Inappropriate sexual behaviour and sexual language are the toxic foundations of a rape culture which towers dangerously above us. Today in schools, up and down the country, wolf whistles, rape jokes and gropes were heard and felt and seen, but not reported.
I mean, in the same world he does.
No, this just isn't going on.
Like, rapes happen, but mostly in the Congo. Not in the UK is my point. Like, we don't live in a rape culture. This has been debunked 10 years ago. But we had this stupid argument.
I mean, it's pretty severely punished by our justice system. I mean, as in well, not just context
the,
of...
Without the legal, the rape culture, right? Like, is our culture pro-rape?
No.
We don't live in a rape culture. Like,
I'm pretty sure people who are rapists are shunned by society. I know it might be hard to imagine.
We're not even tolerant of rape, as in like, oh, just ignore it or something. Like, only in the rape gangs is that a situation.
We're not even indifferent. We're actively against it.
We are indeed anti-rape.
Oh, it's silly. And also, he's saying rape culture, but then goes on to say things that are basically what would be called microaggressions in his own worldview. Yeah,
rape jokes.
Like whistles or jokes or, I mean, a grope's pretty creepy and weird, to be fair.
Yeah, it's illegal. Mm-hmm. The rape jokes one. We know we have genocide jokes, so we live in a genocide culture. We genocide everyone because we tell jokes. It doesn't follow.
Yeah,
it is silly.
And the final paragraph says, he calls for pornography education to undo the harms of extreme material that boys are viewing, saying excessive pornography consumption could be what is causing some of our boys to routinely abuse, subjugate, and intimidate teachers and female peers in classrooms, corridors, and canteens of schools all over the land. Clearly, pornography education could be crucial in negating against the negative impact pornography has on watchers' attitudes towards sex. I mean, that just came out of left of field a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, what? Why are you talking like a king as well? The abuse is all over the land. Well, the idea that only boys watch porn is just statistically not true. I don't know if you saw, we did a thing on that.
I think only boys admit to it.
Zumo girls watch more pornography than men do.
I mean, that's quite surprising. I mean, it's both depressing and surprising.
But also it's a delusion to just sit there and be like, oh, those boys and their porn. It's like, we don't live in the 70s anymore. Mm-hmm. That world is long gone, boomers.
It's a strange thing. Obviously, I agree that it's not healthy for people to watch that sort of thing. But yeah, it's a strange thing to point at and say it's the root cause of all this imaginary bad stuff that I've invented.
Give me the data.
Mm-hmm. And talking of weird feminist delusions, Connor did do a video with Carl talking about the evil origins of feminism, where he talks about, I think this is more modern feminism rather than the original sort of Emmeline Pankhurst style. This is Simone de Beauvoir, and it's got Sartre there. So make sure to check that out to educate yourself about the evils that this worldview has brought upon us. But moving on to having a deeper dive at this guy who's supposedly an expert holding these classes. This is the same guy. And if you scroll down, John, there he is. This is the expert on masculinity here, towering above the...
Where's your Lambo?
towering above those very small children, just about. I mean, he isn't exactly the guy who I would go to and say, you know, this guy, he's figured masculinity out. Not only does he understand it, he knows the aspects that are toxic. He's got it all sorted.
I mean, it is always rude to judge a book by its cover, but I mean, it is true, which is that, you know, optics matter. Mm-hmm. And the ripped dude telling you how to get rich, you know, if I'm a young lad, is more convincing than local teacher.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate that he's tried to look smart. I mean, that's good. That's an aspect of masculinity. I mean, not many teachers wear a tie these days. So credit to him for that. But it's an unusual thing to make a claim that you understand masculinity enough to point out, yes, this is what's going wrong here. Just aspiring to do better. That's where you're going wrong, boys. So just to give you an idea of this guy who's holding these classes for teachers around Britain, what he actually thinks about his teaching. So Matt Pinkett grimaces as he repeats Charles Dickens' description of a female character in A Christmas Carol. She had a ripe little mouth, he says. Isn't that a horrible way to describe a woman? He's just white knighting imaginary women.
What the fuck? So what?
The woman in question, Scrooge's nephew's wife, is peripheral to the tale, sorry. Pinkett's students aren't going to get a GCSE question about her, but he draws their attention to it every time he teaches the text. It only takes me 5 minutes to say, why is the man infantilizing this woman? Why that word ripe? It suggests consumption. It's horrible. I mean, it is a little bit of a strange way of describing it, but spending 5 minutes when it's not relevant to the GCSE syllabus is kind of just wasting your students' time and trying to force something upon them that is ideological by definition.
It suggests consumption. What? What does that even mean?
Well, he means that the term ripe evokes the notion that it's ready for eating, doesn't it?
Okay, whatever. I'm not wasting time on that.
I know.
He's insane.
The questions are part of what Pinkett, a shaven-head, blokish English teacher at King's College Guildford, a comprehensive academy in Surrey, calls militant tenderness, his deliberate drive to combat what he sees as the hyper-masculinization of boys by society by modelling an alternative masculinity that values kindness, vulnerability, and love.
Idiot. Complete idiot. Doesn't know what masculinity is.
Yeah.
What if I turn boys into girls? The same theory that's been tried for the last 20 years. You're an idiot.
Don't you think that part of the reason that boys are so misguided is, and going to people like Tate for guidance, is that you get people like this that are just like, yes, just be a girl if you're misguided.
Yeah, local loser as a teacher comes out and is like, you know what being a man is? It's kindness, vulnerability, and love. And then you get Muscle Meathead, who's like, no, get swole, get money, get bitches. It's not even slightly a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to talk about the excesses or whatever. Like, that conversation's not even going to happen. Because if you're a young boy, he's like, well, that guy's clearly wrong. This guy might be wrong, but at least he's got something that's right in there, which is that, yes, I should be powerful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even like women want this either. It's not even like it's desired by boys or women.
No,
because
yeah, you're not women, female men.
A man that's like that, he's not going to do well in the dating market, is he?
No, he's the 80%.
Yeah, he's the male feminist. It's funny that, isn't it? And he goes on to say, often it's about as little as being relentlessly polite. I mean, I'm not against politeness, of course. Saying please and thank you to his pupils or expressing his emotions. I'll well up because a kid has written something beautiful or amazing, he says. Why would I hide that? He blames education's macho leader cult for shocking gender pay gap. I mean, what? What does that even mean?
It's just NPC talk. Like, I don't know anything. I've gone through the system. I've come out a useless teacher and I've been pumped full of BS mm-hmm. that the institutions already believe have been practicing for 20 years. Turn boys into girls and mm-hmm. also just crap about the pay gap gets thrown in there because why not?
He is an English teacher as well, and I know that English in particular for some reason has been captured by wokeness to a degree that's unparalleled except in areas like maybe sociology or obviously gender studies. I mean, that goes without saying, or post-colonial studies.
Well, I found this guy, I mean, he might have had a point or something. No, it's just completely unimpressive. Nothing about him.
There are many good criticisms of Tate that they just don't make here, and I think it's a wasted opportunity because you could
they
be
don't
like,
know anything.
Right. You're just like, yeah, being a man is providing. That is one of the pillars of masculinity, and people have understood that for years. And if you have no one to provide for, you can't live up to the full potential of your masculinity, can you? I'm not pretending to be some kind of expert, by the way.
Yeah, no, but that's one of the pillars. Provide, mm-hmm. protect, procreate. That yes. is what being a man is. Mm-hmm. And he's providing none of these. I mean, Tate provides the whole, like, protect, become mm-hmm. swole.
Yes.
I mean, that's true. Mm-hmm. You can provide because he's like, well, get rich. But then I don't really know how he translates that into having a wife. But
yeah,
he doesn't really make that jump.
He has two of the pillars, but not the third one, which is why we're critical of him. I feel like he's missing a trick. And then he carries on to say, then there's making sure he never fails to pick up on any negative aspects of masculinity. He pays merciless attention to his own language and that of his students and is fastidious about not using heteronormative examples. Every time he asks a question such as why a man might write his girlfriend a sonnet, he'll ask one about a man and his boyfriend too. I imagine that's very
geek.
Tedious.
Pure geek.
Pinkit32, who is also a blogger and calls himself Mr. Pink on Twitter, readily admits that as a younger man, he indulged in just the kind of macho posturing he now rails against. So yeah, what inspired his philosophy now?
Okay.
It's me getting older. It's my 2-year-old daughter at an age when already I can see attempts to gender her a certain way, he says.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. That's the right thing. You should gender your kids because mm-hmm. guess what? They're different. They've got their genders.
Kids innately gender themselves. I mean, if you give male and female typical toys to monkeys, the male monkeys prefer the male typical ones.
That's monkey patriarchy, actually. The monkey order. The monkey men are oppressing the monkey women.
Patriarchy is just so strong that even monkeys are socialized in. You've got people like Andrew Tate going to
the
monkey enclosures at zoos, and he's just like, listen, lads.
Cigar, podcast, listen in, lads.
You've got a monkey sat in his Lambo with its Cuban cigar.
He's like, yeah, sign up to Tate University. That'll get you money, trust me.
Yeah, but to finish off with this, it carries on to say, his research for the book on improving boys' education outcomes, he's writing with Mark Roberts, whom he met through Twitter, has been playing a big part too. I mean, yes, man on Twitter, that's who you go to.
There we are.
It's a bit
feminine
ironic,
male
isn't it?
On Twitter, huh?
Mm-hmm. He does think his own personal style helps to make a point. I'm just some skinhead bloke that talks a bit rough. Are you sure about that? Talks a bit rough. Oh, you need to be gentle and loving.
You said,
but I talk a bit rough.
Normie crap. Like the most NPC program stuff that's obviously been put into you. And mm-hmm. it's not rough.
It is pure ideology, isn't it? And the fact that this guy has people flocking to him, just like, yes, this guy knows what he's doing. It's just 2015 feminist talking points. Mm. It's like, great. Is this really what schools need? Is just more brainwashing of kids? Great. So this has been something that's been brewing for quite a while. The BBC did an article about this sort of thing in the 11th of January before it came out that schools were approaching this guy to give them guidance, this paragon of masculinity, who clearly understands all aspects of it, of course. I thought that this was quite funny because the BBC quotes someone at the start, and I think they actually give a very good summary of Andrew Tate. So they say, intelligent, articulate, disciplined. That's how secondary school teacher Charlotte Carson describes Andrew Tate, the online influencer, who's a role model to many boys at her school in Belfast. But the problem is, she says, Andrew Tate is also pathetic, insecure, and promotes Taliban beliefs about how to treat women. I mean, he's a Muslim, but I think he probably treats them a bit better than the Taliban. I don't know. You're the resident Taliban expert. What do you reckon? Are they comparable?
I don't think he's as Islamic as the Taliban, so it's a great shame, really.
Yeah, I don't remember the Taliban running an OnlyFans.
Certainly doesn't give women that much money. You know, yeah. He's talked about that. You know how much money they were making?
No.
20 grand a month.
Blimey.
The early women he had. He was making 100 grand a month off them. But the point is like, you're making so much goddamn money from this. And he explains, like, you ever see, like, OnlyFans creators or, like, big women in porn or whatever? There's always a guy behind them managing what they wear, how they conduct themselves, what they do, etc. Because women don't know how men think, and the audience is men, so you got to get into that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some people don't think about. But, I mean, not to mention, we should mention as well, we have already, but he's facing those charges. Allegedly, that he coerced women into doing that, some of that, but, again, it's in the Romanian courts. Mm-hmm. Not much I can say on it.
But my point in bringing up this article, other than the fact that I thought the description of him was amusing, is that the media has been stirring up a bit of an appetite to attack him for quite some time, even before he got into the legal trouble. And I think that this is something that's been very much astroturfed. Although, obviously, we have our gripes with the guy. It seems like schools should have more important priorities. I mean, there are things like lots of mental health problems. I mean, they're increasingly common. Why don't you have teachers going to special classes to learn from psychologists? That could actually be really useful for people.
But this is the reason they're obsessed with it. It's because it actually represents, you know, in a stupid way, but it does represent, hey, hang on a minute, maybe treating boys like girls is a bad idea. Mm. And then you're able to cut through the education system to the boys with this, you know, vision of what masculinity could be, because the boys are so starved of it. They go to Andrew Tate and I'll end up with, you know, not the best version, but a version, because there is no other being presented. And that's what they're scared of. They're losing their power.
This is ideologues responding to a situation they created at the end of the day. And then this is an article from the 10th of December. So it's from quite some time ago. But this is, again, the kind of thing that was going around. Andrew Tate, I fear the online influencer radicalized my son.
Allahu Akbar!
And the whole article is just ridiculous. And
did he convert to Islam or not?
I don't think so. But it was just the son seemingly trolling his own mum, and his mum not getting that he's winding her up.
Did you just keep going, where's your Lambo?
I don't think it was
put money
that.
In the bank, you'll earn interest. And that's how you save money. Yeah, but where's your Lambo?
But it's a very strange world to be in, where someone who's just like, yes, working hard and going to the gym and trying to do these things. I think these are the things that the draws for young men, right? Is those things rather than the other superfluous nonsense that we have our gripes with. But it's kind of a weird, perverse world where just like, yes, this guy, let's go after him. When there are so many more people. I mean, why aren't you going after because it's not, the trans ideologues, or
it's not about improving the kids' lives.
It's all ideological, isn't it? Yeah, of course. It was a hypothetical question because I know the answer. But yes, I thought this was funny and silly, and I wanted to draw a bit of attention to it because it's not necessarily the most depressing thing, but it's important to know about because you get to see the education system's priorities as well as the fact it's a good sort of overview of the narrative that the left have got about the situation that they themselves created in weakening what being a man is. And then when someone poses a solution, albeit not a perfect one, they're just like, no, this is terrible. Radicalizing, basically referring to him like he's some sort of ISIS recruiter, which I don't think he is. I mean, I'm not going to say for certain, but there we go.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the book clubs, this one on George Orwell's Animal Farm, If you'd like to find out what else Lotus Eaters is putting out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.